Support for election coverage on KXCV KRNW comes from William Coy's Farm to Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining such as braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. William Coy's would like to say thank you to customers who continue to support local businesses during uncertain times. More information at williamcoy's.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation as we continue our 2020 election coverage right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Warner. Joining me this morning is Missouri State Auditor and Democratic candidate for Governor Neshomi State, Nicole Galloway. Nicole, let's go ahead and dive right in and start things off by telling us a little bit about yourself and what it was that originally drew you to becoming a politician.
Sure. You know, I grew up in St. Louis, and I didn't come from a political family or a connected family. I mean, politics wasn't part of my life growing up at all. My mom's a nurse. My dad's an engineer for a construction contractor. I was good at math when I was younger, and I did get that from my parents. And so I went to Rolla and have degrees in applied mathematics and economics. And I also went to Mizzou and have my MBA, and I'm a CPA and a certified fraud examiner. And really, I got into public service at the local level, first serving as treasurer in Boone County, because I wanted to use the skills that I had developed in the private sector to help improve the community around me. In Boone County, I had a $100 million investment portfolio, managed debt and banking relationships for the county. So it was really a professional financial management position. As you know, became state auditor in 2015, and let me tell you, being a certified fraud examiner has really come in handy in my time as state auditor because I have found over $370 million in government waste and fraud, abuse, corruption, and those audits have helped get 63 criminal counts against corrupt public officials of both parties, Democrats and Republicans. And I've seen too often that government just does not work for people. People feel like the system is broken, the system is rigged, and I have seen that firsthand. And I'm running for governor to change that.
Switching to the topics now that are on voters' minds, I would say the biggest thing this year has been COVID-19. It's not only dominated the headlines, but it's also dominated public policy. So there's a few questions associated with the pandemic. The first question is, how will you handle the possibility of more budget cuts down the line as we continue to deal with the pandemic?
The most important thing that we can do to stabilize state and local budgets is to contain the spread of the virus. The virus is causing an economic crisis, and the more we have of our economy hurting, the worse it is for our state and local budgets. And so that is number one, containing the spread of the virus. We need a complete reset on our coronavirus strategy because we are headed in the wrong direction. Cases are surging everywhere in this state. Hospitalizations are up. And Governor Parson just has not taken the action needed to contain the spread of the virus. I believe, and I've set out a plan to fight COVID in a way that we don't have to shut our businesses. Folks don't have to lose their livelihoods. We don't have to have schools shut down, but we need to take action to make it so. So the plans that I have laid out are based on data, containment, testing, contact tracing, and on masks.
And how will you be keeping Missourians safe while also keeping the economy afloat? Because that is a very narrow tightrope to walk.
You know, we have seen governors in other states, Republicans and Democrats, take action to contain the spread of the virus and open their economy back again, preventing other further shutdowns. Here in Missouri, Governor Parson's plan is not working. We are in a red zone nationally. The White House Coronavirus Task Force is imploring the governor to take action, yet he ignores those calls. We should have a statewide mask rule because that will help prevent and contain the spread of the virus. And for places in our state, like rural areas where COVID was not supposed to hit, well, it is here. And once it spreads community-wide, it is much more difficult to contain. You know, this is not just an issue in urban or more populated areas of our state. We've seen Marshall and Macon close their schools down again because of a community spread of COVID. And so what Governor Parson is doing right now is not working. This isn't happening in other states. Our positivity rates are significantly higher than other states because Parson refuses to take action. So I would issue a statewide mask rule. I would deploy our CARES Act money so we can have true contact tracing programs. Right now, we really don't have that. And I would invest in rapid antigen testing so we can get rapid test results back quicker. Right now, some folks have to wait days, even a week, to get a test result back. That's not good for them as an employee. It's not good for their employer, and it hurts our recovery.
We're talking with Missouri State Auditor and Democratic candidate for Governor Nicole Galloway. Our KXCV KRNW listening area covers a lot of rural communities, and a good chunk of people in these communities, they will generally feel like they've been left behind at some point, whether it's because the hospital in town closed or they were passed up for an economic development opportunity or, any kind of scenario that's made them feel like they've been abandoned by their elected leaders or government. So I'm curious, what policies or measures will you put forth to help reassure small town communities in Missouri and its residents that you are looking out for them in Jefferson City?
I hear from folks in rural areas all the time that they feel like Jefferson City is disconnected from them, that policies there are not truly helping them in their communities. And healthcare is one of the biggest issues, or lack of access to healthcare, lack of access to affordable healthcare is one of the biggest issues facing our rural communities. Seven rural hospitals have closed in the last 7 years. You know, before this pandemic, Parson had kicked 100,000 kids off their health insurance. And so these issues of healthcare are economic ones. I believe in implementing the will of the voters and expanding Medicaid in a way that benefits these rural communities, where folks can have a clinic in their community so they can have access to health care, that their health care costs are affordable so they're not one illness away from financial ruin, and Medicaid expansion invests billions of dollars into our state, creating good economic opportunity, great jobs in parts of our state that desperately need it. You know, for folks, prescription drug costs keep going up. The state's in a lawsuit to overturn coverage for pre-existing conditions. We haven't expanded Medicaid, so 250,000 working Missourians don't have access to health care. You know, Parson's record is terrible on health care. He has no plan or vision to address the significant concern in our rural communities. But I do. I've outlined those plans because I know how important healthcare is to local economies, but also for an individual's social and economic mobility.
Some of the communities in our listening area are also still dealing with the effects of the 2019 floods. And I know that Mother Nature is unpredictable and wild, but I'm curious, what tools at your disposal, if you do become governor, would you use to help ensure that those devastating floods won't happen again anytime soon?
It's unfortunate that communities continue to deal with floods from a year ago and the damage that those flooding has caused. And this has been an issue for years. You know, and every year there is rightful frustration with the Army Corps of Engineers. And I think this is a bipartisan frustration, but there's also bipartisan blame that can be taken because politicians come to town and talk tough about the Corps, but it can feel like nothing really changes. And I know how frustrating it is to folks that are impacted by these floods and local leaders who are working really hard to get resources into their communities to fight the flooding, but also to rebuild and to clean up. The governor needs to be more engaged with neighboring and upstream governors and approaching the Corps and to be unified on the need for flood control and a navigation plan for the Missouri River. You know, I think this is an issue where the governor needs to be far more engaged, and we need to stop being so reactive. You know, we know that this happens. We know that floods happen and that this is coming. And so we need to be more engaged instead of just being reactive on the back end.
So one of the things I have to ask you about is Amendment 3, because it's become quite a big topic of discussion across Missouri recently. And just as a reminder for our listeners, Amendment 3 would eliminate the nonpartisan state demographer for legislative redistricting set up under the Clean Missouri Act, and instead would use a bipartisan commission appointed by the governor. So first off, I'm curious if you're in favor of Amendment 3 and why, and also if Amendment 3 does pass and you do become the governor, how will you reassure residents that the commission that you do pick is bipartisan?
Let's take a step back and remember that voters passed Amendment Clean Missouri in 2018 by a significant bipartisan margin because folks want a fair and transparent government, and they wanted to end gerrymandering. And, you know, politicians in Jefferson City, the insiders, didn't like that because voters seized control away from those insiders and politicians. It's very transparent what the folks in Jefferson City are trying to do, and that's to take away the voice of Missourians and Missouri voters. I do not support Amendment 3. I'm recommending folks vote no on Amendment 3. Even Senator Danforth said that this would create the most gerrymandered districts in the country because it changes the way that districts are drawn, but also how folks are counted in those districts. So if you have a kid that's 17, when the districts are drawn, they wouldn't be counted. When they turn 18, they'll be able to vote, but wouldn't be counted on the, in the districts that they're voting in. That's just not fair, and there's bipartisan opposition to Amendment 3. You know, I think that folks want, as I said, a fair, transparent government. They're tired of the system being rigged, and I would do everything in my power to ensure that that system is no longer rigged and corrupt, so voters in this state can trust the decisions that come out of Jefferson City and the decisions that are made on their behalf.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have for you this morning. Go ahead and give our listeners and the voters of Missouri one final sales pitch as to why you should be the next governor of Missouri.
You know, for far too long, well-connected insiders have made deals in back rooms to get what they want while working families struggle, and I'm out to change that. Our state is dealing with so many challenges, a pandemic, an economy that even before the last few months was leaving too many folks behind, and a state government that on issue after issue cares more about what political insiders want than the urgent needs of our communities, our businesses, and our families. The top issue in this race is health care. People need health care that is affordable and accessible. I've got a plan for it. We shouldn't just settle and accept rising costs of premiums, deductibles, higher prices for prescription drugs, closing rural hospitals, and coverage for our kids being cut. As state auditor, I've never settled for things just being the way they are. I've gone after corruption and waste. Democrats and Republicans have had criminal counts brought against them because of my work. As a mom, I don't settle when it comes to my family's health and well-being, and as governor, I won't settle either. I want Missouri to be the best place in America to put down roots, to raise a family, and to start a business, and we can only get there if we change the leadership in Jefferson City.
All right. Thank you for coming on this morning. Once again, that's Missouri State Auditor and Democratic candidate for governor, Nicole Galloway. Once again, I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation, as we continue our 2020 election coverage right here on KXCV KRNW.